Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
I'm very glad to see a few new faces amongst us.
很高兴在我们中间见到一些新的面孔。
Maybe you can turn around to discover the new faces around us.
也许您周围看一看的话，可以发现一些新面孔。
Maybe after the meeting, you have opportunity to greet those who are come here first time.
也许在聚会之后，您可以来欢迎。问候这些来到我们中间的新朋友们。
Would you please turn with me to Revelation chapter 1?
请大家一起翻到启示录第一章。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 9.
启示录第一章第九节。
This is the verse that we ponderTogether with many brothers and sisters in the recent Westco conference.
这一个章节就是在最近在西岸特会的时候，弟兄姐妹们一直一起来思想的一个章节。
We spent a few days to ponder upon this verse.
我们有几天的时间一起来思想这一个章节。
And our brothers encouraged us at the end of conference.
那弟兄在特会的结束的时候来鼓励我们。
And he said, "This is not the end of our pondering."
他说，这不是我们思想的结束。
This is only the beginning of our pondering.
这只是我们这个思想的开始。
So this morning, I would like to continue that thinking and share these verses with all of us.
所以今天我就借着这一个分享来把这个思想来延续。
So we can ponder together.On those verses.
所以我们也可以一同来思想这一个章节。
And may the Lord shed his light in our heart as we read these verses.
也愿意神当我们来读这一章节的时候，用光来光照我们。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 9.
启示录第一章第九节。
I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulations and kingdom and patience in Jesus.Was in the island called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难、国度、忍耐里一同有份，为神的道，并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
I to read one more time.
我再来读一次。
I, John.Your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and patience in Jesus was in the island called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
我耶稣就是你们的弟兄。
我
约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难、国度、忍耐里一同有份，为神的道。并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
Let's have further words of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Father, we thank you again for this opportunity to gather around your table.
父啊，感谢您让我们有机会在您的饼杯面前聚集。
To experience that mercy and grace afresh.
我们可以来新鲜的再来领受您的怜悯跟恩惠。
As we open your words.We understand the weakness of ourselves.
当您的话语被打开的时候，我们认识到自己的软弱。
Not only in speaking, but also in translating and in hearing.
不光是讲的，而且是翻译的，还有听的。
Without your anointing, that we cannot speak and translate and hear.
没有您圣灵的恩膏，我们没有人可以讲，可以翻译。可以来听。
Therefore, we come to you humbly and ask for grace and mercy again.
所以我们谦卑来到您面前，再来求您的怜悯跟恩典。
Reveal yourself, reveal your heart to us.
求您启示自己，启示您自己的心意。
As we spend the next hour together before your word.
当我们在下面这一个小时的时间来读您话语的时候。
We pray this in your precious name.
如此祷告，奉您宝贵的名。
Amen. Amen.Brother and sister, I'd like to begin this time by asking you a very simple question.
弟兄姐妹们，开始的时候，我想问大家一个非常简单的问题。
The question is, are you preparing for Lord's second coming?
这个问题就是，您有没有预备好来迎接主的再来？
I think this question may come to you as a question from left field.
这个问题可能是从您
意外的一个问题。Because you are still considering, I need two more textbooks for tomorrow.
也许您在想，我还需要来读两本的教科书。
Maybe you're thinking that I need to get on that classes I have not been able to get on.
也许您觉得还有一个课程我没有学过。
There are many things in our mind right now.
在我们的心思里面有许多的事情。
We are pondering on many different things.
我们来思想许多的事情。
Many you have a little child is ready to go to kindergarten tomorrow.
也许您有一个小孩子明天就要进到幼稚园。
And your heart is so worried about it.
您的心里呢为他来担忧。
You don't know this child, how this child would survive in the first day of kindergarten.
也许您在想这个小孩子怎么样在明天他可以幸运的存活。
You have been worried about that for days.
也许您为这个已经担忧了一段的时间。
For weeks.
也许是很多周的时间。
That's on your heart right now.
现在他这件事就在你的心里。
That's the thing for you to worry about.
这件事就让你来担忧。
Maybe you're looking forward to this new college now.
也许您要进到一个新的大学。
You look forward to it for so many months.
您很多月的时间都在预备。
Now you're ready to take the next step.
现在你要走下一步。
So that's what's on your mind right now.
这个就是在你心思里面一直在想。
Preparing for Lord's second coming is not on your agenda.
但是预备主的再来并没有在您的日程表上。
This is not unusual.
这个不是不正常的。
When our Lord Jesus came the first time,
当主耶稣第一次来到这个地上的时候
，very few were preparing for it.
很少的人预备了他的来到。
There were those that were busy in the temple work.
有许多人在圣殿里面忙碌的服侍。
There are many they were busy with their daily life.
有许多人为他们日常的生活忙碌。
There are very very few they were prepared when the first time our Lord Jesus came.
很少的人当主耶稣第一次来的时候预备了。
It's the same when he came the second time.
当他第二次再来的时候也是同样。
So who are those who are preparing for his second coming?
那是哪些人在预备他的再来呢？
It's those who bear the testimony of Jesus.
就是那些承担耶稣见证的人。
And like John in Revelation 1:9,
就像约翰在启示录第一章
He was exiled in the island called Patmos.
他被流放到拔摩的海岛上。
For a reason, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
他被流放的原因就是为了神的道还有耶稣的见证。
So what is the testimony of Jesus?
那耶稣的见证是什么？
We have to simply look at the early church.
我们一定要来看早期的教会。
On the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节的时候
，Peter stood up with the 11.
彼得与十一个使徒一起站起来
，and preached the gospel.
来传讲福音。
When those people they heard the gospel,
当这些人听到福音的时候
，their heart, the cut to their heart.
他们就觉得扎心。
And they asked Peter and the apostles.
他们就对彼得和其余的使徒说
，They said, "Brothers, what should we do?"
他们说，弟兄们，我们当怎样行
？And 3,000were baptized that day.
在那一天有三千人受洗。
This is the testimony of Jesus.
这个是耶稣的见证。
Later, Peter, one day Peter went to the temple court.
有一天彼得来到圣殿。
He saw a cripple.
他看到一个瘸腿的人。
The one crippled from the birth.
就是从他生来就是瘸腿的。
And this cripple asked for money.
这个瘸腿的人要得救济。
And Peter said to him,
彼得对他说
Silver,Oh, gold, I got not. I do not have.
金银我都没有。
But what I have, I give you.
只把我所有的给你。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk.
我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
And the man jumped to his feet and began to walk.
这个人就跳起来开始行走。
This is the testimony of Jesus.
这个是耶稣的见证。
The high priest arrested apostle and the believers.
然后大祭司就把使徒跟一些信主的人抓起来。
Put them in the jail.
把他们放在监牢里面。
But during the night, the angel of the Lord opened the door of the jail.
但是在晚上的时候，神的天使使者打开监狱的门。
And brought them out of the jail.
把他们从监狱里面带出来。
Told them to go to the temple court and preach the gospel again.
叫他们再回到圣殿来传讲福音。
This is the testimony of Jesus.
这个是耶稣的见证。
Later on, a great persecution broke out in Jerusalem.
然后在耶路撒冷就有一个大的逼迫来到。
And they were scattered all around Judea and Samaria.
他们就被分散到犹太全地还有撒玛利亚。
But as they spread around Judea and Samaria,
当他们被逼迫分散的时候，福音也传到这些地方。
So was the gospel.
福音也传到这些地方。
Wherever they went,
不管他们到哪里，
and gospel would follow them.
福音就随着他们。
This is the testimony of Jesus.
这个是耶稣的见证。
And later gospel was preached to the Gentile city.
然后福音就传到外邦人的城市。
And in Antioch, there were a group of Christians.
在安提阿就有一般的基督徒。
They live for Christ.
他们为基督而生活。
They believe in Christ.
他们相信基督。
They look like Christ.
他们像基督。
So they begin to call them Christians.
然后他们就被称为基督徒。
They are those people, they testify Christ.
他们就是来做耶稣的见证。
This is the testimony of Jesus.
这个是耶稣的见证。
Those who are the testimony of Jesus,are those who are preparing for Lord's second coming.
那些做耶稣见证的就是预备好主再来的人。
However, the enemy really hates the testimony of Jesus.
但是仇敌最恨的就是耶稣的见证。
More than anything else.
比任何的事情他都要仇恨。
So he is doing everything possible to destroy this testimony of Jesus.
所以他要尽他所能的来毁坏耶稣的见证。
So we find at the end of first century, at the time John wrote the book of Revelation.
所以在第一世纪末的时候，就是约翰写启示录的时候。
As he was exiled in island Patmos,
当他被流放到拔摩海岛上的时候，
the testimony of Jesus began to fade.
这个时候耶稣的见证已经在渐渐的减弱。
But even at that time, in his letter to those churches, John has laid a way of recovering the testimony of Jesus.
但就在那个时候，约翰也借着他的书信来恢复耶稣的见证。
He called himself a partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and patience.
他说他是和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份的。
And this is the way of recovering the testimony of Jesus.
所以这里是恢复耶稣见证的路。
By being a partaker in tribulation, by being a partaker in kingdom, by being a partaker in patience in Jesus.
就是在耶稣的患难里面与他有份，在国度里面与他有份，在忍耐里面与他有份。
This morning I asked the brother and sister when we think about these verses.
当弟兄姐妹今天早上我们来思想这个章节的时候，
Let's not approach the verses from whether there's something new that you have not heard before.
让我们不要从这样一个角度，就是今天我要来再听一些新鲜的讲论。
Let's approach the verse and to see if I am a partaker.
就是我们来读这个章节的时候，来思想我们在这件事上一同有份。
Am I a partaker in tribulation? Am I a partaker in kingdom? Am I a partaker in patience in Jesus?
我有没有在患难上面有份？有没有在国度里面有份？有没有在忍耐里面同耶稣有份？
Let's ponder upon the tribulations.
让我们先来思想患难。
We usually have a negative feeling toward tribulation.
对患难我们从来都是消极的想法。
And none of us want to be in tribulations.
没有人愿意在患难里面。
We rather have peace and joy in Jesus.
我们宁愿在耶稣里面有喜乐有平安。
And that's That's what we look forward to.
这是我们在主里面寻求的。
In fact, we are afraid of tribulations.
很多时候我们没有遇到患难。
We are afraid.
很多时候我们惧怕患难。
We hope that we will never be in a tribulation.
我们不愿意来遇见患难。
If we want to be a partaker in tribulation, we must have a new attitude toward tribulations.
如果我们要在患难里面一同有份，一定要对患难有一个新的认识。
And Jesus has told us the meaning of tribulation in Matthew.
耶稣在马太福音里面提到患难的意义。
At the time he told his apostles.
那个时候他告诉他的门徒们。
And what would happen when the end, is about to come.
他提到末世将要来到。
Now he said nation will rise against nation.
他说民要攻打民
and kingdom against kingdom.
国要攻打国
There will be famines and earthquakes in various places.
多处必有饥荒地震
Then Jesus said, All these are beginning of birth pains.
然后耶稣说这些都是生产之难的起头
Jesus has defined what is a tribulation for us.
耶稣在那里定义了什么是患难。
A tribulation is nothing but birth pains.
患难就是生产之难。
Birth pain is different from any other pain.
生产之难与其他的苦难都不一样。
The birth pain will bring life.
因为生产之难带来生命。
The birth pain has a meaning. The birth pain has a hope. The birth pain has a purpose.
这个患难它有意义。它有里面有盼望，而且有目的。
The tribulation always gives birth to testimony of Jesus.
患难总是让耶稣的见证可以产生。
I know many of you, just like myself, we have history in our school.
我想大在座有许多人跟我一样，在学校里面有许多的故事。
历史
哦，历史。
If you study Chinese history, you must encounter a period event called Boxers Uprising.
如果您读中国历史的话，有一个义和团的动乱。
It occurred in 1900.
那个是在19世纪的时候。
But when I read my textbook, I only knew the Boxer Uprising is a rebellion against imperialism.
那个时候我读到义和团的动乱。那是反对这个朝廷，
对帝国主义。
帝国主义。
That's all I knew about Boxer Uprising.
这个是我所知道的有关义和团的一切。
It's against imperialism.
是反对帝国主义。
But there were more.
但是里面有许多其他的事。
Boxer Uprising is a great tribulation upon church and missionaries.
这个义和团的动乱对教会对宣道士来讲是一个患难
There are thousands of Christians were killed
成千的基督徒在当时被杀
There are hundreds of missionaries were killed
成百的传教士那时候被杀
Meeting places were closed The building were destroyed
聚会的地方被关闭建筑也完全被毁坏。
It was a great tribulation at the time upon church.
在当时对教会来讲是一个极大的患难。
It almost like the enemy wanted to destroy Christianity at that time.
在那个时候似乎仇敌要把所有基督的信仰都要毁灭。
It's at the turning of the century from 19th century into 20th century.
在19世纪进入到20世纪的时候。
On the surface,The enemy was successful.
在表面来看，似乎仇敌已经得胜了。
But in the end, the Boxer Uprising brought forward the greatest revival in China.
但是在实际上面，义和团这个动乱带来了在教会历史上一个极大的复兴。
It's in the first part of 20th century.And China has this great spiritual revival.
在二十世纪初的时候，中国有一个极大属灵的复兴。
And this revival was led not by missionary.
这个复兴并不是被 外面的传教士所带来的。
This revival was led by Chinese brothers.
是当地中国的弟兄姐妹们。
And there are two important brothers. One is Wang Mingdao.
有两位很重要的弟兄，一位是王明道。
Another one is John Song.
另外一位是宋尚杰。
Brother Wang Mingdao was born in 1900.
王明道弟兄他出生在1900年。
And Brother John Song was born in 1901.
宋尚杰弟兄出生在1901年。
So you look back into the history, you will find in the depths of Boxer Uprising, our Lord planted the vessel for his testimony.
所以从历史上看，在义和团动乱的这个当中，神却在那里播下了他见证的种子。
It is amazing.
这是非常奇妙的。
The tribulations will only bring a revival.
患难带来的是复兴。
If you look back into the church history, you will agree with me.
如果您看到教会的历史，您一定要与我来赞同。
Tribulation is actually good for the church.
患难对教会是有益处的。
Church is always stronger after tribulations.
每次患难之后，教会更加强壮。
Why is that?
为什么会这样？
The reason is actually recorded in Deuteronomy.
其实这个原因是记录在《申命记》里面。
Moses knew this all along.
摩西一直知道这件事情。
Even at the time of Deuteronomy, Moses knew about this.
在《申命记》的时候，摩西已经了解这件事。
And Moses told us that God's people is like a bull or a cow.
那个时候，摩西就提到神的子民就像那个小牛牛犊。
If we grew fat and we will begin to kick.
如果当我们成长肥胖之后，我们会来踢。
If we fill with food and we become heavy and slick.
如果当我们享用食物之后，我们会粗壮，我们会光润。
And then we would abandon God.
然后我们会离弃我们的神。
We reject the rock of our saviors.
我们就轻看这个磐石。
This is so true in history.
这个在历史上是何等的真实。
Whenever the church enters into a prosperous period,
当教会进入到繁荣里面的时候，
and there's no tribulations,
那时候没有患难，
we will abandon our God.
我们就离弃了我们的神。
Reject the rock of our saviors.
我们来轻看救我们的磐石。
On the other hand, when tribulation is upon church,
但另外一方面，当患难临到教会的时
候， God will always recover his testimony.
神总是恢复他的见证。
This is true in the history of Israel.
这在以色列的历史上也是真实的。
This is true throughout the church history.
在教会的历史上是真实的。
Brothers and sisters, this is also true in our personal experience.
弟兄姐妹们，在我们个人的经历上，这也是真实的。
Are we so prosperous now?
我们现在是不是在一个成功里面？
Are we still partake in tribulation?
或者我们是在患难里面与它有份？
Tribulation on this earth is given to us because we do not belong to this world.
在我们在世上有患难，因为我们不属于这个世界。
However, we should take comfort in tribulation, knowing that the Lord has overcome the world.
但是我们在苦难里面，我们要有喜乐，因为在我们里面的主已经胜过了这个世界。
In other words, the victory belongs to us in the end.
或者说胜利，这个得胜是在最终属于我们的。
So what we need is to endure the tribulation.
所以我们需要的就是来忍受这样的苦难。
Brother and sister, we need to have a new understanding on the meaning of tribulations.
弟兄姐妹们，我们对患难要有一个新的认识。
It is the birth pain.
这是生产之痛。
It will give birth to life.
但是它会带来生命。
It will give birth to the testimony of Jesus.
它会带来耶稣的见证。
Now let's move on to the second area, kingdom.
当我们现在我们来进入到第二个，就是国度。
How do we be a partaker in kingdom?
我们怎样在国度里面有份？
In Colossians 1:13,
在哥罗西书1章13节，
It was written, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves.
那里讲到他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
And this verse has two parts.
这个章节有两部分。
The first part, he said that we were rescued from the dominion of darkness.
第一部分讲到他救我们脱离黑暗的权势。
We were under the authority of the darkness.
从前我们是在黑暗的权势下面。
But the Lord rescued us out of that darkness.
但是主把我们从这个黑暗里面拯救出来。
But he also brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves.
他而且把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
And we are under a new authority.
我们是在一个新的权柄下面。
The authority of the Son he loves.
就是在他爱子的权柄下面。
You remember when our Lord Jesus began to preach gospel.
如果您记得当主耶稣开始传讲福音的时候。
And he preached the same message as John the Baptist.
他所传讲的跟施洗约翰所讲的是一样的。
And our Lord Jesus' message is very simple.
主耶稣的信息非常简单。
His message is repent for the kingdom of heaven is near.
这个信息就是天国近了，你们要悔改。
It is a simple message.
这是一个非常简单的信息。
Has a repentance in it.
在这里面有悔改。
But also,has a kingdom of heaven in it.
但是也讲到天国。
The Lord did not say, repent and your sin will be forgiven.
主耶稣并没有讲你们当悔改你们的罪可以得赦。
Because gospel does not stop at sin being forgiven.
因为福音并不停止在罪得赦免。
Jesus did not say, repent and you will be given in eternal life.
主耶稣也没有讲你们要悔改就可以得永生。
Although it is true, we will gain eternal life.
没错，我们会得永生。
But gospel does not stop at getting eternal life.
但福音并不停止在得永生上。
Jesus instead gave the purpose of gospel in the gospel message.
所以在这个福音的信息里面，主耶稣给我们讲出福音它真正的意义。
Jesus was saying the gospel is more than forgiveness of sin.
耶稣在那里提到福音并不只是罪的赦免。
It is more than getting into heaven.
也并不只是进入天堂。
The purpose of gospel has something to do with the kingdom of heaven.
这个福音完全是与天国有份。
The purpose of gospel is for us to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
真正的福音是说让我们进入到天国。
And this is gospel of kingdom.
这个是天国的福音。
If we only restrict the gospel to for the forgiveness of sins and getting into the heaven,
如果我们的福音只是讲罪的赦免跟进入天堂的话，
and that is gospel of grace,
那个是恩典的福音。
Jesus did not preach gospel of grace.
主耶稣并没有来传恩典的福音。
Jesus preached the gospel of kingdom.
主耶稣所传的是天国的福音。
So therefore we see that, you know, Jesus' ministry is not effective.
所以我们有时候看到主耶稣的侍奉似乎没有什么果效。
You saw Jesus preach to a young ruler one on one.
那个时候我们看到主耶稣对一个少年的官来传福音是一对一的。
Jesus preached to a young ruler one on one.
那个时候主耶稣与这个少年官是一对一的来传福音。
And Jesus was not able to convert that young ruler.
但主耶稣并没有来让这个少年官可以回转。
And you say, wow, no, I can do better than that.
也许你说我要比耶稣做得更好。
You know, when I preach the gospel,
当我来传福音的时候
no, I can convert many.
我可以让许多的人回转。
Five, ten, fifteen.
五个、十个、十五个。
But what message, what gospel are you preaching?
但是你所传的是什么样的福音？
Are we preaching the gospel of grace or gospel of kingdom?
你所传的是恩典的福音还是天国的福音？
This young ruler has a question. He said, Lord, how can I enter into the kingdom?
这个少年官来到主耶稣面前，他有一个问题，说我怎样进到神的国？
And Jesus said, you know about commandments.
耶稣就对他讲，诫命你是晓得的。
And the young ruler said, yeah. All this I have kept since I was a boy.
然后这个少年官就对主耶稣说，说这些我都知道，而且这一切从小我都遵守了。
And Jesus said, you lack one thing.
但是耶稣对他说，你还缺少一件。
Selling everything and give it to the poor, And then you have treasures in heaven, then come follow me.
你要变卖你的一切所有的，分给穷人，就有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。
Brother and sister, this is part of the gospel.
弟兄姐妹们，这是福音。
This is part of the gospel.
这是福音里面的那一部分。
This is part of the gospel of kingdom.
这是天国的福音。
What is lacking in this young ruler?
在这个少年官里面所缺少的
is to surrender himself to the Lord.
就是向主来顺服。
So Jesus become the Lord.
让耶稣来做主。
Enter into kingdom means come under the authority of the Lord.
进入天国代表的是在主耶稣的权柄下面。
When Jesus called disciples, he was doing the same thing.
当主耶稣呼召门徒的时候，他所做的也是一样。
By the Sea of Galilee.
在加利利海边的时候。
He saw two persons, one is Peter, one is Andrew.
他看到两个人，就是彼得跟安德烈。
They were casting a net into the lake.
他们在那里撒网。
And Jesus said to them, come follow me.
耶稣对他们说，来跟从我。
I will make you fishers of men.
我要让你们得人如得鱼。
Then Peter and Andrew left their nets.
然后彼得跟安德烈就撇下他们的渔网。
Do you know what that means?
您知道这是什么意思吗？
For fishermen to left their nets.
当渔夫舍弃他们渔网的时候，
They surrender their life to Lord.
他们把他们的生命都已经降服在主面前。
Today, you and I want to follow the Lord with the nets around us.
今天我们能够这样来顺服主，但是还带着渔网吗？
We want to carry the nets with us.
我们希望拖着渔网来跟随。
We do want to follow the Lord Jesus.
没错，我们愿意来跟随主耶
稣。But we do not want to leave the nets behind.
但我们却不愿意把渔网丢弃。
You cannot be a disciple.
你就不能成为门徒。
If you carry the nets with you.
如果你还带着你的渔网的话。
Believing in Jesus and surrendering to Jesus must happen at the same time.
相信主与顺服主一定要在同时发生。
But it is often not the case today.
但今天很多时候这不是一个事实。
Why?
为什么？
Because the gospel that we heard is different from the gospel Jesus preached.
因为我们今天听的福音与主耶稣当时所传讲的福音不一样。
We heard about the forgiveness of sin and eternal life.
我们听到罪得赦免和得永生。
This is gospel of grace.
这个是恩典的福音。
We often were not aware of the purpose of the gospel is to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
但我们却不了解这个福音的目的，它的旨意是让我们进入天国。
And this requires a complete surrendering of ourselves to the Lord.
这个应该让我们有一个对主耶稣完全的降服。
Today, gospel of kingdom has been reduced to gospel of grace.
今天天国的福音已经被减弱到恩典的福音。
We believe in Jesus, but we never commit to Jesus.
我们相信主耶稣，但是我们却没有献身给他。
Our sins are forgiven, but we never surrender our will to the Lord.
我们的罪得了赦免，但我们的意志却没有来降服在主面
前。We know Lord is our Savior, but we do not know He is our Master.
我们知道他是我们的救主，却不知道他是我们的主。
We become believers of Jesus, but we are not disciples of Jesus.
我们成为主耶稣的信徒，但却没有成为他的门徒。
To those who have burden for the gospel.
对那些在福音上有负担的。
Are we only preaching the gospel of grace?
我们是不是只传恩典的福音呢？没错，这样的话会很容易。
It's easier for unbeliever to accept the gospel if we only preach gospel of grace.
如果我们只传恩典的福音，对于不信的人来讲，他们接受也容易。
But do you know the consequence of only preaching gospel of grace?
但你知道如果只传恩典福音这个后果是什么呢？
We will have many children and very few sons in the house of God.
在神的家里有许多的婴孩却没有儿子。
How do we enter into the kingdom?
我们怎样进入天国？
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
The kingdom of heaven is taken by violence.
天国是努力进入的。
And the violence seizes on it.
努力的人就得着了。
The violent man can lay hold of this kingdom.
努力的人可以得着天国。
So what does this mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Why do we need to be violent?
为什么我们要努力呢？
To be partaker in this kingdom.
为了在天国有份。
Brother and sister, this violence is not towards others.
弟兄姐妹们，这个努力并不是对着其他人。
This violence is towards us.
这个努力是对着我们的己。
You and I have a soul life, which is the enemy of God.
你和我有一个魂生命，是神的仇敌。
We must be forceful in dealing with our own soul life.
在我们对付魂生命的时候，一定要努力。
The most violent way for us to deal with our soul life is to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow the Lord.
那在这件事上，对付魂生命上努力，能够做的，我们可以做的，最终的就是舍己，天天背起自己的十字架来跟从他。
And this is partaking in kingdom.
这个是在天国里面有份。
Bear that cross on a daily basis.
天天背起十字架。
And you cannot do it without denying ourselves.
如果我们不舍己，不可能走这条路。
Therefore, we have to do violently every day.
所以我们每天都要来努力。
And deny ourselves.
来舍己。
Take up our cross.
背起自己的十字架。
And follow Jesus.
来跟从主耶稣。
On a daily basis.
天天。
Then we become the partaker in the kingdom of heaven.
然后我们可以在他的天国里面有份。
In Matthew 24:14, there is very interesting verses.
在马太福音24章14节有一个很有意思的一个章节。
This verse is read, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and the end will come.
这一节是这么讲，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证。然后末期才来到。
Lord is coming soon.
主他快要来了。
However, there is one thing.
但是还有一件事。
The gospel of kingdom must be preached to the whole world.
天国的福音要传遍天下。
Note that it did not say gospel of grace.
大家注意，这里没讲恩典的福音。
It is gospel of the kingdom.
这里讲的是天国的福音。
Brothers and sisters from the first century,Believers greet each other and say, "The Lord is coming soon."
弟兄姐妹们，在第一世纪的时候，圣徒他们见面的问候是说：“主快来了。”
And yet, Lord is still not come.
但是到今天，主还没有来。
Because the bride is not ready.
因为新妇还没有预备好。
But how can the bride be ready?
但新妇怎样能够预备好
？Has been 2,000 years.How can the bride be ready?
已经两千年了，新妇怎么样来预备好
？The gospel of the kingdom will prepare the bride.
天国的福音要来预备新妇。
If we continue to preach the gospel of grace,
如果我们持续的来传讲天国的福音，
恩典的福音，
恩典的福音
，and ignore the gospel of kingdom,
而忽略天国的福音
，we will delay His second coming.
我们要让他的再来迟延。
We must understand the gospel of kingdom.
我们必须明白天国的福音。
And preach the gospel of the kingdom.
而且传讲天国的福音。
To hasten his second coming.
来催促他再来。
So you and I are responsible.
所以你跟我都有责任。
There is a burden on us.
在我们身上有一个托付。
To preach this gospel of kingdom.
就是来传天国的福音。
Which include gospel of grace.
是包括恩典的福音。
We're not saying grace is not right to be preached.
我并不是说传恩典的福音不对。
We want to preach gospel of grace.
我们要传恩典的福音。
But we cannot leave the gospel of kingdom out.
但是我们不能也不应该把天国的福音忽略了。
No matter in what circumstances.
不管在什么样的情况下面。
We want to preach the gospel of grace.
我们要传恩典的福音。
But at the same time, we want to preach the gospel of the kingdom.
同时我们也要传天国的福音。
Because this is what the Lord said in the Bible.
因为这是主耶稣在圣经里面所讲的。
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world.
这个天国的福音是要传遍天下的。
There are not many people today are preaching this gospel.
今天在这个世界上没有多少的人来传天国的福音。
There are not many people today even understand this gospel.
甚至没有多少人了解这样的福音。
So for you and I, if we understand this gospel, it is our responsibility to preach this gospel.
如果今天神让我们了解明白这个天国的福音，那就是我们的职责来传这样的福音。
Even at our own cost,
甚至我们要付上自己的代价。
We have to pay a cost to preach this gospel.
我们要付代价来传这样的福音。
Because sometimes maybe we preach and no one will accept that.
也许我们传讲的时候没有人愿意接受。
Maybe you preach to a person for a long time, you're not going to get anyone to accept that.
也许你对一个人传讲了很多的时日，但是他还是不接受。
But that's the way you preach the gospel.
但这应该是我们传讲福音的道路。
It's gospel of the kingdom.
就是天国的福音。
Now let's come to the third aspect.
让我们看到第三方面。
Patience.
忍耐。
Patience sometimes translates into endurance.
有的时候忍耐它的翻译是恒久的还是忍耐。对不起。
Patience is not a character of ours.
这个忍耐并不是我们里面本来有的性格。
When it comes to many other things, we think we have some.
有的时候讲到其他的事情我们觉得我们已经有了。
But very few people confess he has a lot of patience.
但是我们如果诚实的话我们要承认没有忍耐。
We do not have patience.
我们没有忍耐。
We do not have patience with our spouse specifically.
尤其对我们的配偶没有忍耐。
We do not have patience with our children.
尤其对我们的子女没有忍耐。
We do not have patience with our brothers and sisters.
我们对弟兄姐妹也没有忍耐。
Patience is not in us.
忍耐不在我们里
面。Patience is not a nature of us.
忍耐不是我们的本性。
So how do we be a partaker in patience?
那我们在忍耐里面怎样有份呢？
Brothers and sisters, I'd like to point you to there are two words after patience.
那弟兄姐妹我要跟您提出有两个词
It's a patience in Jesus
就是忍耐在耶稣里
Brother and sister It is tribulation in Jesus
患难是在耶稣里
It's the kingdom in Jesus
国度是在耶稣里
It's patience in Jesus
忍耐也是在耶稣里
We cannot partake in tribulation without partaking the tribulation in Jesus
如果我们在忍耐里面没有份的话，没有与耶稣有份，我们就不可能在患难里面。
We cannot partake in kingdom without partaking in Jesus.
如果我们不在国度里面有份，也与耶稣没有份。
There's no way we can partake in patience if this patience is not partake in Jesus.
如果不是在耶稣里面，我们也不可能在忍耐里面有份。
Where is this patience come from?
忍耐从哪里来呢？
There's one phrase in Revelation, in the letter to the Philadelphia.
在启示录里面，对腓拉铁非教会的书信里面。
And in that letter, there is a phrase.
在最后的时候，有这么一个小小的章节。
And it reads, "You have kept the word of my patience."
他说，你既遵守我忍耐的道。
Brother and sister, it's very interesting.
弟兄姐妹们，这是非常有意思的。
The word of God is the words of His patience.
原来神的话是忍耐的道。
Have you ever thought about that?
你有没有思想过这件事？
The word of God is words of His patience.
原来神的道是他忍耐的道。
So if we keep this word of God in our heart.
所以我们如果把神这样的道放在我们心里的话
And his patience will be in our heart.
他的忍耐就在我们的心里。
That is so true.
这是何等的真实。
When we do have patience, because we do not have word of God in us.
我们没有忍耐是因为我们里面没有神的话。
Our heart is full of our own ideas and opinions.
我们里面充满了自己的主意。
Then we have no patience.
我们就没有忍耐
Because our words is not word of patience.
因为我们的话我们的道并不是忍耐的道
But the Bible said The word of God is word of his patience.
但是圣经告诉我们他的道也是忍耐的道
So if we need patience
如果我们需要忍耐的话
We need to read the word of God. We need to keep the word of God in our heart.
我们要读神的话把神的话藏在我们心里
So let's consider the word of God in the context of patience.
所以让我们在忍耐里面来读神的话在这个方面
In James, it said this way.
在雅各书里面这样讲。
He said, "Be patient, then, brothers, until the Lord's coming."
他说：“弟兄们呐，你们要忍耐，直到主来。
”You see how the farmers waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains.
看呐，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨春雨。
You too be patient and stand firm because the Lord's coming is near.
你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。
So how can we have this patience?
所以我们怎样有这样的忍耐？
The Lord is coming.
主快来了。
How is this two things related?
这两件事怎样能够联系在一起？
We're thinking about how can we have patience.
我们在想我怎样来得着忍耐。
And James said the Lord is coming.
然后雅各说主已经快来了。
Patience has something to do with hope.
忍耐是与盼望连在一起的。
Only that we have hope, we can be patient in tribulation.
只有当我们有盼望的时候，我们才可以经历患难。
Without hope, it's very difficult to be impatient in tribulations.
如果没有这样的指望，我们很难在忍耐里面经受患难。
The Lord's coming is near, so there is hope.
主快来了，所以我们有盼望。
With hope,We will have patience.
因为有指望，所以我们有忍耐。
Sometimes we have patience. We do not have patience because we do not have hope.
有的时候我们没有忍耐，因为我们没有盼望。
When we do have that hope in our heart, we will always have patience.
如果我们心里有盼望的话，我们总会有这样的忍耐。
This is why parents always have patience with their children.
这就是为什么父母有的经常还是对儿女有忍耐。
Sometimes their patience is beyond my imaginations.
有的时候他们的忍耐超乎我的想象。
It's because they have hope.
因为他们里面有个盼望。
They have hope toward their children.
因为他们对子女有盼望。
They always have patience.
他们因此有了忍耐。
This is why God has patience with us.
这就为什么神对我们有忍耐。
We don't even have patience with one another.
我们彼此之间都没有忍耐。
But our Lord has patience with us.
但是主却对我们有忍耐。
He has hope.
因为他在我们里面有盼望。
This hope is tremendous.
这个盼望是何等的大。
We think about Abraham.
我们想到亚伯拉罕。
Can you think of a person that has more patience than Abraham?
你可以想象有人比亚伯拉罕更有忍耐吗？
God promised him to have a son.
因为神已经应许他有一个儿子。
But didn't fulfill that promise.For a long time.
但是很长的时间这个应许都没有成就。
Well, you have the same patience as Abraham.
你有没有像亚伯拉罕那样的忍耐？
How can Abraham has that patience?
那亚伯拉罕的忍耐从何而来？
And Romans told us that.
在罗马书告诉了我。
In Romans 4:8, it read, Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed.
在罗马书4:18他在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望。
And so become the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your springs be.
就得以做多国的父，正如先前所说，你的后裔将要如此。
Here there was a man who was given such a great promise to be father of all nations, yet he has no son.
这里有一个人承受这么大的应许，他要做多国的父，但是。同时他却没有一个儿子。
What will you do?
你会怎么样呢?
Father of all nations.
多国之父。
But I have no son.
但是我却没有儿子。
I want to be father of all nations.
我愿意成为多国之父。
But you got to start somewhere.
但是总要有个开始吧。
I don't have a son.
我却没有儿子。
Not 1 year.
不是说一年。
Not 10 years.
不是说十年。
Not 20 years.
还不是20年
It's more than that.
比那个年日还要长。
Against all hope.
完全是没有指望。
And Abraham in hope believed.
但是因我们必须要有这样的指望在我们心里。
And this hope must based on the promise of God.
这个指望一定要根据神的应许。
Therefore we must keep the word of God in our heart.
所以我们一定要把神的话藏在我们的心里。
And that word of God become our hope.
神的话就成为我们里面的指望。
And we can always be patient because there is a hope in us.
因着这个指望，我们就可以在凡事上忍耐。
Do you still have hope with your brothers and sisters?
你对着弟兄姐妹们还有没有指望？
Do you still have hope with your family situations?
对于你家庭的状况，你还有没有指望？
If you do not have hope, you will not have patience.
如果你没有指望，你不会有忍耐。
If you have hope, you will always have patience.
如果你有指望，你一直会有忍耐。
Ask the Lord for that hope.
向神来求，求这样的指望。
Keep that word of God in our heart.
把神的话藏在我们心里。
And we will find that hope, and we will have patience.
我们就会找到这样的指望，我们也会在忍耐之中。
Let's look at another verses.
我们再来看一个章节。
It's also in James.
也是在雅各书。
And James was talking about another brother, Job.
这里雅各提到另外一个弟兄约伯。
And James said, as you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have been what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy.
那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局。明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
If you want find someone has patience, then you must come to Job.
如果您要找忍耐的话，来看看约伯。
He really endured a lot.
他确实忍耐了许多的事。
He lost his properties.
他所有的财产都已经失去
了。He lost all his children.
他所有的儿女都失去了。
He lost his health.
他的健康也失去了。
And worse,He was accused by three friends.
更糟的是，他的朋友都来指责他。
So what will you do?
那你会怎样做呢？
And Job has patience.
约伯有忍耐。
But where this patience came from?
这个忍耐从何而来？
How can Job have such patience?
约伯怎么会有这样的忍耐？
There is a hint in the word Job said.
在约伯所讲的话里面，我们找到线索。
In the midst of the tribulation, Job said one word.
在所有的这些患难里面，约伯讲了一句话。
He said, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that is in the end, he will stand upon the earth.
约伯说，我知道我的救赎主活着，末了必站立在地上。
It's such an encouragement to all of us.
这对我们是何等的一个鼓励。
In such a tribulation, long suffering, and out of his mouth, he confessed, I know that my Redeemer liveth.
在所有的患难里面，在恒久的忍耐里面，他可以说，我知道我的救赎主活着。
And in the end,
末了,
he will stand upon the earth.
必站立在地上。
Brother and sister, this is faith.
弟兄姐妹们，这是信。
Sometimes we have no patience because we have no faith.
有的时候我们没有忍耐，因为我们没有信。
We have lost our faith.
我们失去了我们的信心。
Therefore we lost the patience.
所以我们失去了忍耐。
And we thank God that although Job has lost almost everything.
我们感谢神，虽然约伯似乎失去了一切的事物。
But he did not lose that faith in his heart.
但是在他心里，他没有失掉那个信。
And he cried out, I know, I know.
然后他就呼喊说，我知道，我知道。
Brother and sister, do we know?
弟兄姐妹们，我们知道吗？
Out of our tribulation, can we say from our heart, say, Lord, I know.
在我们的患难里面，我们有没有向神呼喊说，主，我知道。
I know my Redeemer lives.
我知道我的救赎主活着。
And in the end, he will stand upon the earth.
末了必站立在地上。
This is faith.
这是信。
We have to have that faith.
我们一定要有这样的信。
The word of God is our faith.
神的话就是我们信心的根据。
If we have the word of God in us, we will have faith.
如果神的话在我们里面，我们就会有信。
Because his word is living.
因为他的话是活的。
It's a living faith.
是一个活的信心。
We must have this living faith in order to partake in patience.
我们必须有这个活的信心，才能够在忍耐里面有份。
Let's ponder another verses.
我们再来思考一个章节。
In First Corinthians.
在哥林多前书。
Very familiar verses, chapter 13, verse 4, love is patience.
我们大家都非常熟悉，就是13章第四节，爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is patience.
爱就是忍耐。
Sometimes we do not have patience because we do not have love.
有的时候我们没有忍耐，因为我们没有爱。
The more we have love, the more we have patience.
我们的爱越丰富，我们的爱越多，我们的忍耐就越多。
When we do lack of patience, it's because we lack of love.
如果我们没有忍耐，因为我们缺乏爱。
That's the real reason.
这个是真实的原因。
If we have seen and be filled with the love of God,
如果我们看到而且被神的爱所充满的话，
we will have the same patience as the one the Lord has.
我们就会有像主那样的忍耐。
God has patience towards us.
神对我们何等的忍耐。
Because God loves us.
因为神爱我们。
And this love never changes.
这个爱从来不改变。
Therefore, the patience will never change.
所以神的忍耐也从不改变。
This is how we partake in patience.
这就是我们怎样能够在忍耐里面有份。
We need to keep the word of his patience in our heart.
如果我们把他的话藏在我们心里，就会有忍耐。
And we want to keep the words, though the words become our hope.
如果我们持守他的话语，就会成为我们的指望。
With hope, we will have patience.
在指望里面，我们会有忍耐。
We keep his word in our heart, we will have faith.
当我们把他的话藏在心里的时候，我们就会有信。
And the faith will keep us in patience.
信心保守我们在忍耐之中。
And more importantly, love is patience.
更重要的，爱就是恒久忍耐。
Always come back to this matter of love.
我们总要回到爱里面。
Ask ourselves, have we lost that love?
问问我们自己，是不是我们已经失去了这个爱？
So we can deal with that matter first.
所以我们先来对付这件事。
When love is restored in our heart, the patience will be restored as well.
当爱在我们里面被恢复的时候，忍耐也要被恢复。
When John was exiled in that island called Patmos,
当约翰被流放在这个拔摩海岛上的时候，
and he knew very well the reason for that.
他知道这背后的原因。
It is for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
就是为了神的道和耶稣的见证。
If we desire to be the testimony of Jesus, we have to be the partaker in tribulation, kingdom, and patience.
如果我们渴望成为耶稣的见证，我们一定要在他的患难、国度、忍耐里面一同有份。
If we do not partake in tribulation, kingdom, and patience, we will not be the testimony of Jesus.
如果我们没有在患难、国度、忍耐里面与耶稣一同有份的话，我们就不能成为耶稣的见证。
The testimony of Jesus is not a teaching, nor a doctrine.
耶稣的见证并不是一个道理或者是一个教条。
It is a reality, a living reality.
而是一个活的真实。
This morning we ask all of us to consider, are we partaker in tribulation in Jesus?
今天我们一同来思考，有没有在耶稣的患难里面有份。
Do we really see tribulation as birth pain?
我们有没有看到患难是生产之难？
Are we rejecting tribulations?
我们有没有来拒绝这个患难？
Are we running away from tribulations?
我们有没有逃避患难？
Are we afraid of tribulations?
我们有没有惧怕患难？
Or we see that this tribulation will give birth to the testimony of Jesus?
或者我们看到患难带来耶稣的见证？
Are we partakers of kingdom?
我们是不是在他的国度里面有份？
Have we heard the gospel of kingdom?
我们有没有听到过天国的福音？
Have we made the commitment to the kingdom ourselves?
我们对于这个国度有没有来献身？
Have we surrendered ourselves to the Lord yet?
我们有没有向主来降服？
Do we take a violent attitude toward ourselves?
我们对着自己有没有这个努力的态度？
Or are we simply violent toward others?
或者我们只是对其他人。
Have we denied ourselves?
我们有没有舍己？
Take up our own crosses.
背起自己的十字架。
And follow our Lord Jesus.
来跟随主耶稣。
Are we partaker of patience?
我们是不是在忍耐里面有份？
Have we lost hope?
我们有没有失去指望？
If you lose hope,
如果你失去指望，
you will not have patience.
你不会有忍耐。
Against all hope, Abraham believed in hope.
在无有指望的时候，亚伯拉罕他仍有指望。
Such a grace.
何等的恩典。
Such a hope.
何等的指望。
This is the power of word of God.
这个就是神话的能力。
One simple verse,
一个简单的话语
will bring hope to our life.
可以在我们生命里面带来指望
will change our life.
可以改变我们的生命
to bring us into patience.
带我们进入忍耐。
Do we always remember that our Redeemer lives?
我们是不是一直记得我的救赎主活着？
Can you say, can you cry in the middle of your tribulation?
你能不能在你的患难之中还这样来呼喊？
When there is no hope, you say, I know, my Redeemer lives.
在无可指望的时候，你还可以说，我知道我的救赎主活着。
Are you aware that God's patience towards us?
你有没有认识到神对着我们的忍耐？
God was so patient with you.
神对着你何等的忍耐？
God is so patient with me.
神对着我何等的忍耐？
He's so patient with everyone.
他对着每一个人何等的忍耐？
Because he loves us.
因为他爱我们。
He has hope in us.
因为他在我们里面有指望。
Are you willing to call upon the Lord for the love and patience?
你愿不愿意向主来呼求他的爱跟他的忍耐？
My dear brothers and sisters, the Lord is coming soon.
弟兄姐妹们，主必快来。
Let us be partakers.
让我们都成为有份的人。
Let's not be spectators.
让我们不要做旁观者。
Let's be partakers.
让我们成为在其中有份的。
Partake in tribulations.
在患难里面有份。
Partake in kingdoms.
在国度里面有份。
Let's preach the gospel of kingdoms.
让我们来传讲天国的福音。
No matter what price we have to pay.
不管我们要付何等的代价。
Because this is what the Lord entrusts to us.
因为这是主托付给我们的。
Be patient with one another.
彼此我们要有忍耐。
Enemy want to destroy God's testimony.
因为仇敌要毁坏神耶稣的见证。
One of the best way that he has come up with in the history is to take away the patience.
那他在历世历代所用的最有效的就是把忍耐从我们中间
拿去。 We have to learn from history.
我们需要从历史上来学教训。
The enemy used this to divide the testimony.
仇敌用这个来做这个分离的工作。
How can you divide a testimony?
怎样来分裂见证呢？
The best way is to cause them to lose patience with one another.
最好的办法就让他们彼此之间没有忍耐。
When we lose the patience, we lose the testimony.
当我们失去忍耐的话，我们就失去见证。
God never lose that patience with us.
神对着我们从来没有失去这样的忍耐。
He still have that patience with us today.
他今天对着我们还有这样的忍耐。
As long as God has patience toward us, how can we lose patience with others?
如果神持续地对我们有这样的忍耐，我们怎样能够对彼此却失去这样的忍耐呢？
Let's be partaker in patience.
让我们在忍耐里面也有份。
Let's come under the authority of our Lord.
来到主他的权柄下面。
Let's be the testimony of Jesus.
成为耶稣的见证。
May the Lord bless us.
愿神祝福我们。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you again for this time of fellowship.
父啊，我们感谢您给我们这样交通的时间。
So we all thank you for again allow us to share this word.
感谢您让我们可以分享您自己的话语。
Impress upon our heart that your desire.
求您把这个负担放在我们里面，让我们渴慕您。
Show us your heart and how eager you want to come back.
显出您心里的光景，您是何等的愿意快来。
How much you desire the bride to be ready.
您何等的渴望心腹可以预备整齐。
And stir our heart.
来搅动我们的心。
So that we can become a partakers.
让我们成为有份的。
Partake in your tribulation and kingdom and patience.
在您的患难、国度跟忍耐里面有份。
So that we can be the testimony of Jesus.
我们可以成为耶稣的见证。
By our own strength,
靠着我们自己的力量，
we are not able to be your testimony.
我们不可能成为您的见证。
By our own efforts,
靠着我们的努力，
we will always fail.
我们从来都是失败的。
We ask the Holy Spirit to strengthen us.
我们求圣灵来扶持我们。
Put that hope in our heart.
把那个指望摆在我们心里。
When we almost lost that hope.
当我们好像失去这个指望的时候，
Put that word of faith in our heart.
把信心摆在我们里面。
When we almost lose that patience.
当我们失去忍耐的时候，
Put that love in our heart.
把爱摆在我们里面。
Restore the love for you and for one another.
恢复我们对您还有彼此之间的爱。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
如此祷告是奉耶稣的名。